So this is the weekend, Samantha.
It's a big weekend at the box office, I hear.
Well, that's what the movie industry is hoping. No Time to Die opens, and they're desperately hoping it's going to bring back the crowds.
You've made it to another Friday. Your reward, the Cube critic, Samantha Matsumoto, and Ewan Kerr.
Speaking of No Time to Die, that was what you saw this week, right? What did you think?
It was very emotional, very satisfying. I mean, this is like the much-delayed final Daniel Craig Bond movie, which, believe it or not, was meant to come out in 2019 originally, but got pushed back even before the pandemic. And so this is, I think, a fitting end to his tenure in the role. This is the Bond who is in retirement with the woman of his dreams, played by Alia Seydoux. He believes he really can settle down with her. But then she admits that she has some secrets. But before she has time to tell him, things just explode. Someone tries to kill him, and he gets sent off on this expedition around the world, trying to work out what is happening, whilst also trying to recover this horrible, horrible super weapon that may bring about the end of humanity. He doesn't know who he can trust, and it's just an emotional ride. And it is so much more grown up than all the comic book movies that we've been seeing in recent years. This is, Daniel Craig with his steely blue eyes just carries it through. There's a sense of exhaustion, but a sense of he's not going to give up. It's pretty extraordinary.
It sounds like a really fitting end for his Bond character. That sounds great. I am compelled to go see it and bring back those crowds.
I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. Now, I have some questions, though, about the movie that you saw, because it's one of these, this is The Last Duel, which has a great cast, but it could go so many different ways. Tell us about it.
The Last Duel is a medieval epic directed by Ridley Scott. It's 2.5 hours long. It's the story of a woman played by Jodie Comer who accuses her husband's best friend of rape. Her husband is Matt Damon. The best friend is Adam Driver. Matt Damon then challenges Adam Driver to a duel, the last legally sanctioned duel in France history. And it's actually based on a true story. The story is told from each of the characters' perspectives. So it's a lot of seeing the same thing three times just through like different lenses. And I really think that it could have just honestly told it from Jodie Comer's perspective. This is her story. And I wasn't really that interested to see a medieval Me Too told from the perspective of a man, you know? I mean, because that's kind of what this movie was trying to be, a medieval Me Too. It had some very graphic rape scenes, which I was just like, why? Why do we need this? it was hard to watch, but there are some good things about it.
So are you recommending it?
No. It has great cast. The sets are beautiful. It's very well acted. I think maybe if you like historical dramas, this might be for you. It just wasn't my particular cup of tea.